Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Kakao's new digital payment platform gets a huge boost ahead of its South Korean launch. Google is expanding its fact-checking tool and the use of location data is on the rise. Jack Ma's Ant Financial has invested heavily into Kakao Pay, an unlaunched mobile payment service from the South Korean giant Kakao. The investment is reported to be worth $200 million and comes shortly before Kakao's mobile wallet is set to launch. Ant Financial themselves were formerly known as Alipay and still run and develop it as the largest wallet in China. Kakao Pay will be launched as a subsidiary of KakaoTalk and will allow digital payments to be made both online and within high street stores in South Korea, as well as input from the extremely successful Alipay, which has 450 million active users. Kakao Pay will also have the advantage of being initially launched in South Korea. The country currently has the highest smartphone ownership in the world, with just under 90% of the population owning the devices. Ant Financial said in a statement that it'll offer a wide range of digital financial services through the app. Google is expanding its fact-checking tool into more countries around the world. The tool is used to place a fact-check icon besides a suspected incorrect story which links to a fact-checking article or website. Whilst the technology has been available in the US since October and now in both Germany and France, the recent expansion will add Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico to the list of countries in which the tool is available. Google's Philipp Schindler said recently that the company was taking the fake news problem very, very seriously and was looking to tackle it in any way they could. He added that it was looking to carefully draw the line between fake news and bad journalism. This comes in the wake of confusion being caused when US President Donald Trump talked about an incident in Sweden that actually hadn't happened, whilst calling unflattering reports on himself fake news. A new report by Interactive has discovered that there has been a significant increase in the demand for location data. The data from 2016 shows that there was a 170% rise in data requests for user locations, as well as a 20% rise in requests for GPS data. The report examined 800 million unique users around the world and saw that the increasing use of location-based advertising was behind the change. Ronnie Anavifas from Interactive said that the increase in location-based data was a win-win situation, with users receiving more relevant ads and advertisers and publishers enjoying higher engagement. Notably, it was also revealed that there was a 133% increase in video ad requests as smartphone numbers continue to increase worldwide. Snapchat is increasing the number of sponsored filters available within its social media app. With the increasing competition from recently introduced Instagram Stories, the app has had to continue to innovate its product, according to marketers questioned by the Financial Times. Examples of the new ad publishing strategy have been nationwide campaigns for a new Hollywood film or extremely localized ones, such as users only being able to access the Burger King filter in the fast food company's restaurants. This spike of innovation has come just after Snap, the owners of Snapchat, published an IPO worth around $25 billion. And finally, Facebook is set to become the Western Hemisphere's equivalent to WeChat, according to the research company Gartner. Analysts at Gartner have said that a new post-app era means that messaging apps will become more popular than other forms of social media and will form the basis of a platform for many other forms of digital interactions. A new report by the research company has suggested that messaging platforms will cannibalize other apps in the future. Gartner Research Director Jessica Ekholm has said that the new report shows a move away from using native applications to something else, adding that people are using digital assistants more for quicker answers. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.